Fourth parak of Kiddushin. I saw you in all the Lovim. Ten different types of Yichusim came up to Eretz Yisrael from Babel together with Ezra. And when they came there, they checked out everybody's Yichus. Kohani, which is a Kohen, Levi, Israeli. Cholom is somebody that's a Kohen that married a woman that's puzzled to marry a Kohen, a Grusha, or a Mona, the Kohen Godin. Or the Kohen had relations to a woman which was puzzled to him. And their child is a Cholom. And cannot, doesn't have, loses his status as a Kohen. Geri, a Ger, Charur, ever that was freed, Mamzer, a Mamzer. Nesina was this nation that came to, in the time of Yeshua, they fooled Yeshua, and they were treated as a bodim. They're not allowed to marry into the Jewish nation. Shtuki is a woman who became pregnant, we don't know from who. So, as long as she doesn't testify clearly that she knows that the husband was kosher, the child is a Sufik mamzer. A Sufi, if we find a child thrown into the street and we pick him up, it's also a Shash mamzer. Now we're saying that. So those are the 10 different ones. Kohane, Leviv, Yisraelim, Utoim, Lovaz, Evazer. Kohane, Leviv, Yisraelim can marry one another. Levi, Yisraeli, Chaloli, Geir, Charure also can marry one another. Levi, Yisrael, Cholom, and Ager are all allowed to marry one another. Geir, Charure, Mamzer, Nesini, Shtuki, Yasufi, Kulam, Utoim, Zevazer. This Mishnah holds that Ager and Evan Meshuchra, they're not considered Kaal Hashem. And therefore, the ones that are also to marry Kal Hashem are permitted to marry them. So they go both directions. They can marry a Yisrael. They can also marry a Mamzer or a Nosin or a Suffolk Mamzer. The Mishnah also holds that a Suffolk Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzer. Because that's what this Mishnah holds. That they gave her the status of the mamzer, the letter mamzer, not allowed to marry Israel, the letter mamzer. That's the Mishnah's opinion.